The only reason you wrote the Bible is so you could find your way back by canceling by leaving the breadcrumbs to get you back home. We're just trying to get you back to God. That's the only thing we're trying to do. You persecute, you run around here, you don't know where you are, you can't find anything, you don't know nothing, you can't get nowhere, and you spend your whole life. Every pile of money you can get yourself up with, you burn it up in a furnace. Then you turn around and you wonder where you get a furnace. Then you turn around and you try to fight, push, push, push. This is mine, this is mine, this is mine. I want this, I want that. I'm meow, 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 meow. And on and on and on and on and on, and there you go. And you don't get anywhere. You spin and you twirl, and you spin and you twirl. And you wonder, how did I get myself in this mess? And you don't know more than get out of that one mess, you jump right into the next damn mess. You go make the next disaster that you walk into and just destroy everything and just tear it all asunder. Then you start rebuilding it again. Then you come back and go, why am I here? What am I here for? Why did I do this for? What, who am I? Who am I that a king should die for me? Who am I? Who am I? Then you come back and then all of a sudden, well, it's so simple. It's right there. Everything you bump into, every piece of media ecology, every meme that's ever been laid brings you back to your place as God, or it doesn't go at all. Everyone does that.
Are you trying to tell me, Ion, trying to tell me that I wrote the Bible?
Nike said, just do it. We do too.
Did I do that when I wrote the Bible?
We, of course, Bob. You bless your heart. You wrote it, but we're glad you didn't read it, but you wrote it. That's right.
That's right.
So
yes, good one.
Let me just say
and
this.
So, thank you, Dr. Dean is making an entrance. Dr. Dean's medical.
Yeah, let me just tell people what this meow, 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 meow business is. J.W. Nyon found out that one of the products that Matthew was selling, the placebo enhancer, is a little, like, 6-ounce bottle of cheap magnesium oil with the essence of cat purr imbued into the magnesium
cat
oil.
Cat purr, the sound.
The sound of a cat purring. for the mere sum of 54 or whatever dollars. So J.W. just went crazy.
J.W. started going meow, 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 meow. And now Ion's the doctor.
That's all he said to us now. And this is, I'm saying that on the heels of the latest cease and desist by Matthew David Hurtado against me for saying horrible things about him, which is unbelievable.
Yes.
No, I haven't said a word about him except to state the obvious facts once.
Yeah. So he's reacting to that, what you stated.
Which I stated like 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
Right, so he responded today and told you to cease and desist, and you told him to get a life.
I said, no, get a life. But I think Ion was just saying about what little man does to himself, you know, once this whole Matthew thing is dead and buried, we're going to have the best example in the whole wide living world of a person who descended, who was supposedly ascending, but then he just decided, oh, I'd rather descend.
He turned left at Greenland.
Missed it to millions and
back
again.
Yeah.
Did
that
whistle? I did.
Who did the whistle? Ion?
Ion
did.
Well, who are you?
No, they said Ion did.
Jesus Christ.
No, I did.
Well, who's I?
Randy.
Oh, okay, Randy. Thank you, Randy. Thank you for saying your name. You did the whistle and the explosion.
I did, yes.
Very good. I'm very disappointed. I wish Ion had done it. I've heard Ion do it, but... I wish he'd done it. I'm very disappointed that you did it.
Thanks.
A mere human did it. I want to know.
I'm not a human.
Hey, yeah. Oh, sorry, Randy. Yeah, big mistake. Could you do that? Could you go pew? You know, do it your special accent.
Meow 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 meow